When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love Lifetime Christmas movies.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime Christmas movies, and this is the Deck the Lifetime Encore podcast.
Go. Post turkey. Shake that turkey out. Shake that turkey out.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Post turkey. Is this Friday? Is this Black Friday?
This is Saturday.
Saturday, of course it is. So post shopping, too.
Post shopping. Post turkey.
Small business Saturday.
Small business Saturday. That's exactly right.
Donate to Deck the Hallmark.
We are a small business.
You can shop.
Right.
DeckTheHallmark.com/shop. We got Black Friday deals going on all weekend long.
That sweater?
There you go.
Yeah, sweater's out there.
Yeah, it is.
Why not?
Sweater looks popping.
Sweater's popping.
Can't wait for ours to arrive.
I know it.
Yeah.
Patrick, how was your Thanksgiving?
Amazing. I went to a mansion.
Yeah.
It's wherever the Mean Girls is set. That town. I forget what it's called.
I don't know that town. But for all the money like in the world, couldn't tell you. But
it's like a Chicago suburb, very wealthy. So went there. They had an indoor pool. A friend, not family.
Like,
he calls her Bunny. His bunny.
His bunny.
She's not his grandma, but she's a grandma figure who's very wealthy. And I'm like, you got to get in that will.
You got to get in Bunny's will. It sounds dirty.
It does.
I think I'm in the will now. I'm in the will.
You're in the will. That it went that well.
It was that good of Thanksgiving, huh?
Good for you, man.
I did a full turkey lurkey dance.
Turkey lurkey dance. What does that mean?
It's from Promises, Promises. It's a musical from the 60s, and there's a song called Turkey Lurkey, and there's a dance that goes with it.
The only reason I know Promises, Promises is because I do listen to Smartless from time to time, and they don't need a plug on this podcast, but because they basically stole our entire bit. But Sean Hayes was in Promises, Promises, and they make fun of him all the time.
All right, you're not going to do the turkey lurkey dance for us?
I would need larger than this screen could hold. It's a full production value.
And that's how you got in Bunny's will?
A turkey jerky. You got to jerk your neck around and be the turkey. You got to stretch. You got to do neck rolls and stuff.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Now, does Bunny cook Thanksgiving herself or does she cater that junk in?
Oh, no. Oh, she does. I mean,
indoor pool in the mansion. She ain't cooking.
But then, I don't want to make assumptions. Like,
yeah.
Just because you're rich doesn't mean you don't like to cook.
I'm hearing from producer Aaron that
she does.
It's Evanston, Illinois is what we're looking for.
There you go.
You know, that's good. People were probably screaming. I found out last week, Patrick, that our figure skating talk got people. They were so angry that we didn't know that it was Tara Lipinski. That we had numerous messages Aaron wasn't here, but apparently we talked about Michelle Kwan, and I was throwing out every skater name aside. I just was throwing out all the skater names I knew to prove my skater cred.
You were a skater boy.
I was a skater boy. I said, see you later, boy. And it was Tara Lipinski is what we were looking for. Not Kerrigan, Harding, or Yamaguchi.
But people still want that pot. People are still waiting for
that. Oksana Bayul, I threw that one out. I did have four, and then
We were in the wrong generation of skaters.
That's right.
We were in the wrong generation.
You and I that was like the 92 or the 94 Olympics, and Lipinski was like the 98 Olympics. Speak into the mic if you could, Aaron.
Aaron, you have a question
for Patrick. I'll relay it.
Oh.
So the town that Patrick spent Thanksgiving in, an Olympic winning figure skater, was from that town. Do you know who that is?
What Olympic figure skater is from Evanston that has won a gold medal? Brian Boitano.
No, he's Canadian. It's got to be.
I'm just going to the four names I know.
How about Jason Brown? Is it Jason Brown?
Is it Jason Brown? Is it Scott Hamilton?
Jason Brown's closer in age.
Is it Midori Ito? Evan Lyschek.
Oh, Lyschek. Lyschek. Yeah,
Lyschek. Not Lyschek.
One and done.
Lyschek. Evan Lyschek.
Levin, come over here, bud.
Everybody get over here.
Your daily Lyschek.
Yeah.
Come on in, F. Well, it sounds like you had a great Thanksgiving.
We did. We did some more skate. Well, so that's 2 weeks in a row. Figure skating. Turkey bands. Check that off the list.
All right. It's time to talk about plane, trains, and Christmas trees.
Somebody's mad. Brian Boitano, not Canadian. Brian Orser is.
Oh my gosh.
Don't you know your Battle of the Bryans? I don't. Once again, I know about 10 names from figure skating, and I'm throwing them out on a loop.
I'm starting to lose interest in my own podcast.
I'm doing. I don't know anything about any of them.
Brian Boitano, because South Park had the What Would Brian Boitano Do song.
Oh, so, I mean, that's fun.
I mean, they're Canadian men, so I thought that's why they were.
There you go. Nope.
Fair enough.
That's where it came from. Yeah. So,
yeah. All right, well, there you have something.
Brian Boitano, American.
Plane, trains, and automobiles also, not automobiles, Christmas trees.
But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles has John Candy in it, who's also Canadian. So we did bring it full circle. There you go.
That's exactly right.
Planes, Trains, and Christmas Trees, the Lifetime movie. Here we go. It stars Catherine Davis, Oliver Redknapp, and Richard Woggog.
Oliver Redknapp and Richard Woognog. Is that what you just said?
Wowga.
His last name is just googly eyes in an animated picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Now the lead here, Catherine Davis. We saw her in The Valentine. Welcome to Valentine.
Oh,
she's leading that one. I knew she looked familiar. Had to IMDb, and assuming that the IMDb is correct.
That's, of course, always.
That's who that is. But lots to get to in this one, Patrick. Totally. So take it away, buddy.
Totally. So we have Kayla. She is shopping at, I thought, a mall, but then it turned out to be an airport. She's in one of those airport Christmas shops, as they have them. And
I'm sorry. In the chat, they tell us that the creators of South Park are also not Canadian.
Canada's taking on the chin in this episode.
He just keeps going, well, they're Canadian. You know, they're Canadian. That's great.
Well, there you go. I just assume everyone's Canadian.
That's fair. That's fair.
Especially in this movie. Oh, boy, there are some Canadian accents going on.
No one in this movie is Canadian. I'm kidding. They're all Canadian.
So a fellow traveler.
Can I ask you this just real quick? And I'm sorry. She is shopping and she's buying a snow globe. They don't sell snow globes in airports, right?
I've seen
That is a weapon. That is a weapon.
Yeah, you break that sucker, you stab, you call it a day.
You break that sucker, you stab, you call it a day.
Yeah, man. Yeah, right? Bam. You can't call it a day.
Have you not seen that movie with Diane Lane? Where
the Canadian?
Where Diane Lane and Richard Gere, Unfaithful?
Unfaithful. I've seen some of it.
The weapon of choice is a snow globe.
I feel like you could get one at the duty free.
You think so?
I don't know. Go ahead.
But you've had them, you can't take
one in, of course, but you could buy one in there.
They can't sell them. They can't sell. Maybe, I mean, I don't know. That was my big take. My big takeaway from this movie is that this is not safe. We're not safe.
We're not. Okay, great. That's the big takeaway. Great.
That's the challenge to the listeners this year. Look for snow globes in the airport.
If somebody sees them, tag us on social media at Hallmark Podcast and at Lifetime on Court. Let us know.
Hashtag snow globe challenge.
So
Is Google telling me that snow globes are less about the glass and more about the water? About the liquid? Why are we so worried about liquid?
Like, there's got to be an answer.
Why are we so worried about, you can only take it if it's just a little bit? Like, it's glass. Yeah. It's a glass ball, to be clear.
A blunt object that killed the hot guy in Unfaithful.
In Unfaithful. Watched Unfaithful. Anyway, she buys a snow globe.
She does. And there is this creepy guy. His name is Brett. And he looks at Kaylee, like lurking. He's like lurking around. He like follows her around the airport. The vibe was off. I was like, this guy, if this is a Lifetime movie, this guy is a stalker. You know what I mean? It wasn't giving romance.
It was a weird meet cute, and I didn't like it. No.
No. And they get called to the
TSA. Intercom.
The flight attendant booth, the booth. And they're like, your flight's canceled. However, we see that Kaylee and Brett are both travelers, and you guys should travel together and get a car and drive together.
Yeah.
And they're like, good luck. We can't rebook your flight. Good luck. And Kaylee's like, I'm not comfortable with this. I don't know this man. But the flight attendant said it, so they do it. They rent a car.
It is slightly more complicated than this. He is really pushing it. He's like, we should do this. She does try to rent a car. There are no more available, so she has no choice. Available. There's no more available. She doesn't have a choice in this matter. But he is really pushing it.
He's all in on this idea,
yes.
What, are you going to sleep in the airport? Wouldn't you rather sleep while I'm driving you somewhere? No. And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. That's weird. I don't want to sleep.
After I chloroform you?
Yes, with this liquid in the snow globe.
It's got to be a little amount of liquid, but it's still liquid.
Yeah. She's like, okay, we'll go, but I have a boyfriend. Just so you know, I have a boyfriend, and he's big and strong, and he will beat you up. And they're driving. She talks about her job. She's an event planner and a perfectionist. He's like, I'll take you to the train station since you seem kind of uncomfortable, and maybe you could take a train. So we've got the planes. We've got the trains. We need the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. They're on a train.
So we really got those out of the way. The train, unfortunately, didn't run.
There are no trains
that day, or they missed.
It's called planes, trains, and Christmas trees. There's no automobile.
There are a couple of train close calls, but there are no trains in this movie.
Okay. Yeah, they don't, like, he has to stop for a bathroom break, and that causes her to miss the train. Yeah. So okay.
It's plane, trains, in parentheses, close enough, and Christmas trees.
Yeah, and the car is really. Right. We don't even talk about the car.
The car is implied.
Then a winter storm hits and they get diverted, and Brett just happens to have his hometown like right nearby, and he's like, let's go there. I haven't been there in a long time. My uncle owns a Airbnb or a bed and breakfast or something.
Yes. Now, both of them, they're trying to get to New York City. He's trying to get to New York City to spend Christmas with his kid. She's trying to get to New York City because she has a big event that she's planning. Big event.
Yeah.
But they do get stranded in his hometown. Which happens to be where they're passing through. So it's good. Good for them.
And the kid, I will say, doesn't come until act three.
That's true.
We don't learn about the kid. He's all we know is he used to be a pro quarterback.
Yeah. He used to be a pro quarterback. Now he's a sports agent.
How old are these people?
I don't know, man. But,
what is happening?
The weird thing also about this, going back to this guy, is it's like, hey, this storm's really coming, and it's basically like, take my word for it, the storm's coming, we should stay in my uncle's barn. It was real creepy.
It doesn't stop getting creepy with this guy. Like, this guy is going to kill her at some point. It's going to happen.
Plane, trains, coffin.
Stab, call it a day.
Call it a day.
Yeah.
Break, stab, call it a day.
Break, yes. Stab, call it a day. Kaylee gets to her room, and she gets a call from her boyfriend, Nick. She ignores the call. She keeps ignoring the call from him every time he calls throughout the whole movie. I don't know. She might answer it one time, but
she answers it. Yeah, she answers it a couple times, but it is clear that she's going through some stuff. Yeah.
And she's very worried about a work meeting that she has scheduled. She's planning an event in New York, one of those New York Christmas events. And it's like she's never heard of a Zoom call. Like she's never heard of a Zoom call. Like
you say one of those New York Christmas events. What do you mean?
Is like that the kind that happened? Yeah, like it's a Christmas Eve party.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
And like this could be the one that really puts her on the map, I think is what she says.
Oh, yeah.
Puts her on the event planning map.
She has somebody coming who had, she books the artist that had the number one new Christmas song last year. She's playing at her party, and it might put her on the map.
Wow.
So think about who that might be in real life.
Could be anybody.
Could be anybody. I don't know. I don't know who's the new artist that had the hot new song last year, but think about who that could be, and that's who it is.
Love it.
But she does say who the artist is, doesn't she?
Yeah, she says the name, but I think it's a made-up name, right? Could be a Canadian.
You didn't catch the name?
No.
Who is it?
It was like Reba McLaughlin. And I'm like, Reba? We're just going to drop a Reba in there?
Reba McLaughlin? If your name is Reba McLaughlin, you're changing your name for your stage name. You're not going to be that close to Reba McEntire.
It's Reba McLaughlin.
It was Reba something. And I was like, how are we just going to drop in a Reba and not have it be
my
Reba?
My name's Dolly Parton. I'm going to Dolly Parton. I'm going to go sing some songs.
Yeah.
Know what?
Right? Oh, boy. Okay. So there's also a cousin. Brett has a cousin. Her name's Jenna. She doesn't matter. The daughter matters. The daughter matters.
Daughter matters a lot. She's cute as can be.
Her name is Danny. And she is the star of the movie.
She is. Danny's great. Wow. Danny's kid of the year.
Kid of the year.
We got a kid of the year. Kid of the year, guys.
This is it.
I'll call it now.
The one.
Danny's kid of the year.
She's the one.
Give out that award.
Kid of the year.
Kid of the year.
Kid of the year. Who's the kid? What's the kid doing? It's the kid of the year. Sit down, John. It's never going to be your John.
Never going to be your year.
Sorry. John, you keep campaigning, John. It's never going to be your year, bud.
Yeah. Danny is going all out Natalie Wood in Miracle on 34th Street.
Wow.
She wants a dollhouse for Christmas.
A candy dollhouse.
Oh, boy.
And they do ask the question, what is a candy dollhouse? It is what it sounds
is
like. It is a dollhouse.
It's like a Brett Debbie situation.
Decorated with candy.
Version.
Yeah, do the math. Yep. It is a dollhouse that you decorate with candy. Apparently that is a thing.
So the structure isn't candy. It's not like the drywall.
I'm foggy
candy.
On the details.
Okay.
Well, and we I'll explain why later, but I'm foggy as if there might be a candy dollhouse available for sale. I don't know, but we do get a little bit more information later on.
Okay. Not much. She's the kid of the year. She's the kid of the year. She deserves a candy doll.
John, sit down,
John.
Let's take a quick break. We'll get John out of here, and we'll talk about this movie some more here.
He's feisty. That was rough.
He's feisty. Yeah. You never like to do that. You never like to
kids are strong. Kids are strong.
I never thought I'd see Brian throw a child.
I didn't throw him.
That's exactly what happened.
He let go.
Threw a child.
Anyway, that's Danny. Danny is kid of the year. Danny is wonderful. There's also, what is the uncle's name? Uncle Eli.
Eli.
All right.
Eli.
So Uncle Eli, by the way.
He let go.
By the way, Eli, a great uncle as well. He's up for Uncle of the Year. And he basically runs the town.
Okay, and like when it comes.
No.
Mayor Eli?
He just does all the Christmas stuff. No one does it like him. He's very much like, I know all the things about these events, and it is what it is. That's why it is especially tough when Uncle Eli, best week, can hear through the wall, falls down. We don't get to see the fall.
Off camera.
We hear the fall, but we don't see the fall. But He is he sprains his wrist.
Oh no!
So he's going to be out of commish for a while.
What? Why? You just put a brace on.
Yeah, man. I don't know. There is a lot of stuff that Unk has him doing through this movie that I'm like, you don't need a wrist to do this stuff.
Is he swinging a baseball bat? Like, what is he?
You don't need a lot of wrist to do this, but whatever.
The Christmas pinball, not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, he'd be out of Christmas pinball. He would.
But luckily, Kaylee is the event planner from New York City. And so she says, while I'm here, the least I can do is help with this event. So it's in, it's obviously can't be in his hand because his wrist is hurt. Yeah. So it is in good hands. You let go.
Well, and she has a clipboard that she brought from New York. So she's ready to go.
That's all you need to say.
They do some like Christmassy things, like the Christmas festival. They dress up as elves and do like Santa's workshop. That's how we learn about the house, candy house. And they also take donations from the local businesses and go around. And Kaylee teaches Brett how to be a functioning human. He can't talk to people or
can't
smile.
Doesn't know how to like ask for donations for charity.
They practice and he gets a little more human, but we learn that they're generating donations, not for kids for the holidays,
not
or something.
For a non-prof.
Socks. It's for the football team, the town football team,
high school football team,
not for socks,
not for socks. This team, this high school football team at Christmas time could be their year.
Could be. It's not. Oh my
because gosh. You know, football's a winter sport.
Yeah.
So yeah. It could be
Is it
their
an
year.
NFL team?
No, it's the high school football team.
They have been done for a month.
It could be their year.
It could be their year.
And so, but not all the parents have what they need in order to maybe give them that extra oomph.
Yeah.
And so we're going to donate to the high school. And
even I know football doesn't happen around this time. I don't know anything.
Oh my God.
And
at least they weren't raising the money for socks.
Yeah, Brett, give it to the socks.
This when
they were raising it for kids or socks.
Socks.
I got my priorities.
Socks the cat from Lightyear.
When Brett finds out that they're going to be raising money for the football team, he almost cries. He's like, "I love this team."
Oh yeah.
Knowing that they maybe have a shot this year means so much to me.
Oh, they can win a few games in December. Come January, maybe they'll
make it. Sheesh. Just playing through blizzards, etc.
There you go. There you go. So, they're very excited. The flight people call. They're like, "We still can't get you out, but it's okay." So,
because they're both still trying to get to New York,
of course. Yes, of course.
But the snow, the blizzard.
Yeah, it's just
There's nothing we can do.
Up against it.
We see Brett talking to his son on FaceTime, and this is how we learn he has a son. All of a sudden, he's just FaceTiming with the child, and he's like, "Go to bed," and then he hangs up. And then Kaylee walks in. She's like, "Who is that?" And he's like, "Oh, that was my son." And she's like, "You have a son? Like, what the hell?" And she takes a call from Nyx, and he's like talking to her, and they're getting in a fight. And Brett is like listening, like outside the door, like very creepy, like Lifetime movie creepiness. Like he should not be listening to that call.
Yeah, it's really intense. You can tell. Ugh. They're going through it. Oof. They're going through it, and it's tough. She just wants some space. He won't give her the space. Constantly calling left and right. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're stuck again. They do like an auction next.
Can I tell you about this auction? I just want to.
Yeah, go for it, Brian.
This town has a Christmas tree auction every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where people around the town decorate trees from the confines of their own house.
From the confounds.
And then transport the trees to the community center.
After they decorate them?
After they decorate them.
Dangerous.
That's dangerous.
A lot could go wrong. But we had to move a Balsam Hill tree from here to Courtyard Marriott, and it was like a 10-step operation.
It was a mess. They decorate the tree, and it's all nice and stuff, but all I'm thinking about is, how are you transporting this? We're not privy to that information, but... No. It happens.
Well, they're raising money for the football team.
Maybe the football stars come and help move or something like that.
This is like their pre-workout where they just carry all the trees. So,
but Dan, no one is coming to this auction. So they're like, what do we do?
Even for the football team?
Well, here's the thing. I guess no one knew about it. I'm not really sure, but
no one knew Brett was there.
When we find out that this guy matters. Like, up until this point, I didn't know he mattered in the grand scheme of like celebrity
players. It'd be like Colton from The Bachelor,
right? You know, I didn't know where he was at.
Colton, I still don't know who Colton is. So there's,
I didn't know where he was. He's Taylor Swift's boyfriend status, because Travis Kelce.
There it is.
When they throw it on a button. For the people at home, everyone knows, of course, his boyfriend. The guy from the Chiefs. their hair's going nuts. When they post on social media that old Greggy is going to be there. Is that his name, Greg?
Brett.
When they find out Brett's going to be there, line blocks down the road, just huge. And because he's going to sign an autograph for everybody, the football team shows up, and the football team's like, man, here's the reason why we're playing so good this year, blah blah blah. So it's big stuff.
It is. And it was all Kaylee's idea.
Does Eli say they raised 10 times more this year than they did last year?
10 or 3?
3 or 10. What? Somewhere in between 3 or 10.
Somewhere between?
I think it might be 3. I think it's 3 times. I think you're right.
10 times.
I don't know.
Did they raise a dollar last year?
Kaylee has a conference with her work, and they argue creme fraiche.
Okay.
So that's what she's doing for her event. The call drops and she's upset. She talks to Jenna, Danny's mom, who, you know, we know Danny's more important, but Danny is having a rough co-parenting experience with her husband, and they might be having a divorce.
A big D word.
No.
The big D.
But they don't drop the D word. No, they don't drop
they it. Would never.
This is old school, man. They're like, we can't talk about sad things.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Talk about divorce, no.
I think it's a good time for us to take the big B, the big break.
The big break, big B.
We'll be right back here on Dyke to Hallmark. John, get out!
John thought during the big B he was going to sneak in.
He was going to sneak in. That's not the time to sneak in.
No, it is not.
Danny would never.
Danny would never. Danny knows what's up. Danny knows what's up.
Kid of the year.
Kid of the year. So up next, slipping on ice happens. Yep. And you know, it's very, very romantic. The thing that's never happened is slipping on ice being romantic. I've slipped down a full flight of stairs before, and let me tell you, it was not romantic.
Wait a minute, Patrick. You've slipped down a full flight of stairs?
Backwards.
So you slipped on the top stair and fell all the way
like
down?
Like tummy first? Tummy all the way down?
No, on my back.
On your
slipped
back, okay.
Feet up like this, and you fell backwards and slid all the way down them?
Yeah.
Nobody like helped or caught you? They just watched? Or nobody was around?
My hippie neighbors were there, and they all laughed at me, and I was very embarrassed. And I
they laughed at you?
Oh.
Yeah. I smashed my burrito. I was probably 5 martinis in.
Okay.
And they said, don't take an ambulance. It will cost $500. And I said, should I take one? And they were like, don't do it. I'm like, all right. And then I went home. I don't know what happened. I woke up, throw up everywhere in my house. Everywhere. I was pretty sure I was concussed. Pretty sure I was concussed.
Pretty sure.
I probably should have gone to the doctor.
You just said ambulance. You might still be concussed.
Don't take the ambulance. Don't take the ambulance. It's $500.
This guy had 5 to 8 martinis. He grabs a burrito to go. He gets to the top step of his home and does a full Marv from Home Alone and right all the way back down his voice. And his hippie neighbors say, "Don't take an ambulance." And then the next thing you know, he wakes up and there's vomit everywhere. Oh my gosh. How have you not told this story before?
It's not my shining moment. Laura Marling kicked me out of her concert that night. She said, "Hey, I was doing this." Yes, after every Laura Marling is very chill.
Who's Laura Marling? Who's this?
She's a British singer, and I went to see her at a very small venue. I sat at the bar because we couldn't get close to the stage.
Oh, no.
And I ended up the bartender just was hooking us up. And she said, "Yeah, that yes guy is really something, huh?" And I was like, "Uh-oh, she's caught on to my yesness. I need to leave immediately." Got a burrito, and then that happened.
Did you get a burrito at the bar?
You didn't get kicked out. You left.
I left because she called me out, and not so nice. It wasn't a nice
call. How often were you saying yes? Like, how many words?
After every song, yes, and she's like singing. She's like if you hear this person's music, it is not a cheering thing. It is very serious. She's very in her feelings. And she's not Adele. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man. All right. So where'd you get the burrito from?
Burrito house.
And you get back, and you don't remember anything aside from you smushed your burrito.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Man.
Don't call the ambulance.
This is just the best story. And then next thing you know, you wake up to vomit house. It's unbelievable.
And I survived. And my roommate, she was not there that night. So it was all on me to take care of myself. And I did a terrible job.
Man, what a time to be.
Terrible job.
Please, how long ago was this?
Oh, gosh. This was like, maybe in my early 30s. Okay. So
like a decade ago.
Last year.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
So they're slipping and sliding on the ice.
Yep.
Can I just really quickly? They're slipping around. And he's like, "Hey, I got to show you something." So what they do is they just... plow right through that ice. They say, "Let's go faster backwards," mm-hmm. and no problem. That's not really how ice works, right? Like, the faster you go,
no,
you won't slip. No. Like, if you just go faster,
no, that's usually a recipe for disaster.
Is there anything cooler than
maybe need to call an ambulance?
Is there anything cooler than a Mighty Ducks one when the limo pulls up to the ice and Emilio is like, "Drive out on the ice," and the driver's like, "I don't know about that." And he's like, "I grew up on the ice. I know when it's safe to drive on it."
Woo!
Wow.
I mean, there are things cool. It is pretty cool.
Yes.
Kid of the year.
After the ice, we learn that this man has 7 brothers and sisters. He just drops that casually. And
hard for me to concentrate on anything happening right now.
No, there's so many details that got dropped in this movie that just were like, what? So they decorate a barn. That's where the festival's going to be. But then something happens with the barn. It like loses power or something. And so they have to move it to the town square. And Kaylee brings her event experience. And as everything's getting squared away, she gets a call from Nick again. And she's like, "You know, we need to end things, right?" She's like, over it. The town square thing goes really well. Everyone loves it. They get all the generators and get it going. And Brett keeps like staring at Kaylee. And finally, he asks her to dance. They dance in the town square. Kaylee's very uncomfortable. And he's like, "Hey, I'm going to go out on a date with this girl named Jill." And they're like, "Wait, where did that come from?" And she's like, "Well, I broke up with Nick. And I think you dating someone else is for the best because, you know, I don't live here."
Brett's the freaking worst, right? Brett's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brett wasn't likable in this movie, right?
Never.
Doesn't sound like it.
But Danny is back.
Danny's the best. Danny, kid of the year.
Kid of the year.
She's back. And better than ever because she wakes everybody up and is like, hey, my Christmas present came early. I honestly, for life of me, I don't know why they did this, but for some reason they decided that Eli and the gang was going to move everything out of the barn to get everything ready. And they forgot to put the candy house back in the barn. So she just stumbled upon it
on her
daily stroll. And she's like, Santa came early, left my candy house on a day early. This is amazing.
How old is Danny?
Danny is cute. And that's all you need to know. Danny's kid of the year. It doesn't matter. She can do no wrong.
Probably 10.
Okay.
I don't really know why.
It's pretty old for Santa and candy house. But
No. Don't talk about
Danny.
You're
never too old. You're never too old.
Don't talk about Danny that way. Kid of the year.
Everyone loves Santa.
Everybody loves Santa.
Yeah.
So that happens.
Also at this time, like all the Christmas wishes are coming true because Brett's mother, who all of a sudden exists, and son fly in from New York.
Yeah.
Brett's mom, Little Debbie, is there.
Brett's little Debbie and Brett's son.
But like
big.
They couldn't get flights out, but New York is flying to wherever the hell we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. No, they can obviously fly into town. They can't fly out of town. Yeah, of course. No,
fly
I
in, not out. Classic. It's an in, not out situation.
And the airline's still calling. I'm like, we can't book a flight back to New York. And Kaylee's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. They say they can book a flight now.
Because she does get a call in the middle of Christmas charades, no less.
Right. And she's like, I don't know if I should go or stay. And she asks Brett what to do. And he says, do what's right for her.
Brett's the freaking worst, man. Like, just grow a pair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she decides to leave. And before she goes, Brett gives her a snow globe. And she's like, thank you for the snow globe. What is this for? Do you have anything else to say? And he says, no, you're good. Bye. he does. He's just like, see you later.
He's the worst.
So she leaves. She goes to the train station. And then Brett finally has a change of heart. He's like, oh, we got to go get her back. And they get to the train station. All the family's there. And Danny, our girl Danny. She says, y'all better kiss now. You need to kiss right now. And they kiss. And whatever Danny wants, Danny gets. And that's the end of the movie.
Can I just really quickly just add a couple of things?
Please
there?
Don't.
Just, okay. Did I skip something?
I really hate Brett. And I want it to be as painfully clear. Brett realized he done goofed. Does the bare minimum here.
Brett, like, personally, like, attacked
you. I like rooting for characters. There's nothing to root for with this guy.
Okay.
Brett does the bare minimum and goes to the town square to call her. She had already decided not to leave, and she drives up, and she's like, answers the phone, and then just stare at each other for a few minutes, and she's like, I'm staying, and he's like, yay, that's good news, and they kiss. Brett's the worst. Brett didn't even run to the train station. He didn't do jack squat.
Oh, man, I made that up. I made it up to be better, a better story. Yeah.
It would have been better. They go to the town square because they see a new Christmas tree.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
I wonder how we're all rating this movie.
Brett's the worst. Danny, kid of the year. So I'm torn. What do we do here, Patrick?
What do you do? All right, so I guess we'll start with Dan because he didn't see the movie and he only has what we have to tell him about to go off of. So what are you thinking?
I this sounds like a disaster. I'm definitely pouring up Patrick's story of slipping down the stairs. But I got to put a cork in this movie, unfortunately. I think that it sounds like it doesn't make any sense. And I've laughed a lot today, but I don't think that would have translated to 84 minutes of me watching it. So put a cork right on in it, and I get the feeling it's going to be a clean sweep.
It's a cork for me. I didn't, like, actively dislike the movie. I just,
what did you feel about Brett?
Actively hated Brett.
Yep. Yeah.
One of the most unlikable main characters I've seen in quite some time. I didn't like him. Wasn't rooting for him. I thought she was delightful. She's great. I liked her in the Valentine movie and I like her here. Brett though, a washed up quarterback turned sports agent who's like pumped about his high school team maybe being, I didn't like any part of him. I didn't like any part of him. A kid of the year? You're going places, kiddo.
There you go. Okay, much. So
I like it.
Yeah, me either.
You all might not remember this because you've recorded so many podcasts about Christmas movies, and I'm only focused on Lifetime. So I'm the Lifetime expert, right?
That's
this
right.
This was a 2022 acquisition, and we were warned by the Canadians before, because they have already seen it. The reviews titles were absolute cringe and audio torture. We were warned, we did not heed their advice. Nope. Lifetime was like, no, absolute cringe. I don't believe you with your one-star review. But they were right. This is a total put a cork in it. Absolutely terrible. I would say the worst Christmas movie I've seen in a long
time. Wow.
It was like worse than Up TV Bad. It just made no sense.
Wow.
And it had no redeeming qualities except for Danny. And let's be honest, that's a bit.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah. We get it.
So,
no.
Come on. Why did we acquire? The fact that Lifetime spent money on this like really upsets me. Like, they wasted so much money. I would have rather seen a rerun.
Worst Christmas movie he's seen in a long time. Almost Up TV Christmas movie bad. That is impressive in its badness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Next week's got to be better, right? What are we doing next week?
Next week is better. We are watching Christmas at the Chalet. Ooh. Terry Hatcher joint. I think that'll be good. We got a big week next week catching up on the Hallmark movies, but we're still fitting in a Lifetime movie next Sunday, going back to the Sunday. So we'll be back on Sunday with that Christmas at the Chalet.
Boy, yes, love that. I can't wait. I love Terry Hatcher, and I love Dean Cain even more.
Dean Cain is in the movie too?
No, but I'm just saying he's like my sexual awakening probably.
Okay, all right, good. I'm glad that you told us. I'm so glad that you felt comfortable sharing. I was like, this is a Lois and Clark reunion? No, you just brought up Dean Cain because of Terry Hatcher.
Yes.
Yeah, I envision myself as Terry Hatcher or Angela or Claire Danes in Jordan Catalano. One of those two.
Yep.
Good to know. Clear as crystal.
Yeah.
Clear as crystal.
Sorry to John. We'll be better next time. See you next Sunday. Until then, maybe the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bravel Jam podcast. It's produced by Aaron Shea. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.